Let's spend a few minutes with Jim Cowan with the Chickasha Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development Council. Jim, always good to have you on the show and give us an update from your perspective of what's happening in Chickasha and Grady County.
Well, what a great morning to talk about Chickasha and why we're growing. I mean, I grew up here and it seems like we've always been around 15, 16,000 in population, but just recently we got data from the Census Bureau and it's trending and it's showing that as of July 1 of 2024, okay, almost a year ago now, Chickasha's population has exceeded 17,000. So what we've been trying to talk about is why. Why are we growing?
Yeah, we were static for decades, basically. I mean, what was 15,000 in the early part of the 20th century, right?
So, well, and that was my thing when people say, oh, why aren't we growing? We're 16,000 or around that. And I'm like, well, at least we're not decreasing, right? And that's something to be said in rural Oklahoma. There, a lot of towns are going the wrong way. But we have a lot of factors working on our side on why we're growing. And, you know, what we did is we put some slides together, presented at Rotary, presented at the Chickasha Economic Development Council board meeting recently, and we talked a little bit about what does it take to grow in a community. Since 2020, we've had 45 new businesses come into Chickasha, and those are businesses that have opened and are still opened. So that doesn't count some that have opened and haven't been able to hang on, but you know, the majority of those 45 new businesses are small businesses. We've also had national retail brands, and we will have some news this summer about new national retail brands coming into Chickasha. But again, what we're looking at is what's happened in the past, you know, since COVID, basically. And our population's increased, our city sales tax collections have increased, and gosh, I know everybody wants to see better roads, everybody wants to have better water, those are the hot buttons, I get it, and they should be. But to do that, we have to have more sales tax. That's principally how our city's funded. Everybody knows that, right?
Right.
So we look at the fact that new businesses come in, but we also know that we've seen new homes being built, and we're continuing to see this. That data that I provided, that we're now over 17,000 people in Chickasha, that's as of last July. Well, gosh, since last July, we've added even more new homes. And so we're going to continue to see this trend. In the past 5 years, we've had over 250 new home permits. Okay, there was a time in Chickasha, as I understand it, I was living in Oklahoma City at the time, that there weren't 25 new home permits in a whole year. And so we've had over 250 since 2020 and 7 new housing additions, and we have more coming. That's the exciting thing, is that we're not done. I know there's people out there that are concerned, oh, I don't want to lose our small town feel. I love, you know, seeing my neighbors at the grocery store, going out to restaurants. I don't think we're going to go from 17,000 to 75,000. I think what we're going to see is good, consistent growth that keeps our businesses going, that makes sure that all the neighbors that we know, that wherever they're working, that there's jobs, that there's places to go shop. And I think we can have both. We can have that small town feel as we slowly grow. But we are definitely growing.
Yeah, there's everybody knows the outward growth of the Oklahoma City suburbs. Just look at Tuttle, Blanchard, Newcastle, Bridge Creek, Mustang, and Yukon included in there too. I mean, just some of those areas are some of the fastest growing cities in Oklahoma right now.
Gosh, George, it's almost like you do this news thing for a living, right? So I'm looking right now at a slide, and it's talking about county population growth between 2020 and 2024. And Grady County has grown by almost 6%. We know there's a lot of growth north of us, and especially what the towns you just mentioned. So that's contributing to why we can attract retail. But the counties around us are growing, but not all of them. Caddo County is down almost 3%. Comanche County is down. Stevens County, south of us, is growing, but at a smaller rate than what we are. So there's no doubt that tidal wave of growth from the Oklahoma City Metro has been coming in our way and will continue to come our way. And a lot of that has to do with what we define as our trade area. So when we're talking to national retail companies, we're not telling them, hey, we're a town of 16,000 or now 17,000. We're telling them that we're a trade area of over 122,000. So we have data that supports this. We're not just pulling numbers out of the air. But our data says that these people live in this area, and they come to Chickasha to shop.
It's about a 50-mile, 75-mile radius of folks, the market area, somewhere in that neighborhood?
Yes, it is, but what we look at is drive time. And this trade area, the drive time is 30 minutes or less. So, you know, we're looking at going from Tuttle, Anadarko, Marlow. But you know what? One of the things about our trade area that the data shows is that people as far south as Duncan are now spending some time in Chickasha. And again, as we get more national big box retailers that are available here, but Duncan doesn't have, that makes our magnet even stronger in terms of pulling people into Chickasha. And the ultimate win, as much as we want more sales tax, we want better roads that sales tax pays for, the ultimate win is for our local businesses. And yeah, the national retailers, they're wonderful. Everybody wants to see those big box, and they all want to get on social media and predict which one's coming in next. But what I love is the folks that have small businesses here. Ross Seed and Feed, been here over 100 years. I know that as we have more people coming to Chickasha, it helps them as much as it helps the national retailers.
Yeah, they're going to stop at some of these other stores too, other than, you know, the big ones, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So. And they're probably going to go to J&W Grill or Jake's or Inner Urban mm-hmm. and have a bite to eat. They may shop at some of the boutique shops in the downtown. It's good for our local businesses to have more people coming here. As a matter of fact, the other thing that the statistics show that we released is that on an average day in Chickasha, there's more people in Chickasha that do not live here than live here. So what that means is there's a lot of people that work in Chickasha that don't live in the city limits. Some of them drive from Oklahoma City to Chickasha to work. So let that sink in. Because a lot of people think, oh, I live in Chickasha, then you probably got to go to work in Lawton or Oklahoma City or whatever. But there's actually people that just the reverse. They're coming here to work. And then there's a lot of other reasons why people are here on a daily basis. And our schools bring a lot of people in, all three of the school systems.
Going to the doctor.
Yeah, going to the Grady Memorial Hospital. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got a new CEO out the hospital, and he's seeing this data, and it's really important to him as he's trying to understand his area. You know, who are the patients he's going to the hospital's going to see? How about the Grady County Courthouse? That brings people in every single day. Sometimes because they may be in a little trouble,
yeah.
But other times because they're needing to do business with the county.
Right.
So what we're trying to do is we're trying to tell the story of why Chickasha. Why should somebody move here? Why should someone want to live here? And a lot of what we're doing is saying, hey, tourism's been going on forever, right? Festival of Light, been going on for over 30 years. But what we're doing differently is we're telling our story differently. And tourism a lot of times brings people in, and maybe they haven't been here before, if they've never been here, and then it can lead to economic development. And just a quick story is Chet hits, sees a leg lamp, says, I want to invest in downtown, and now he's buying the industrial park and bringing even more business in. That's a quick summary, but it just shows how important tourism is to help us grow both our economy and the people that live here.
You wrote in a recent column that you're looking for a new marketing statement for the city.
Yeah.
Or the area. Yeah, so,
exactly. Yeah. No, that's it. Why Chickasha? What is our unique selling proposition? We know that as this airport industrial park, when they do their announcements on June 5th, that there's going to be a lot of marketing, especially to Southern California, to very conservative businesses that would like to leave California and be in rural Oklahoma, right here in Chickasha. But we got to tell them why. Why would they want to live in Chickasha? And I think people, we need everybody's input. What should we tell them? What's special? What's unique about Chickasha that's different than Duncan or Weatherford or Enid? You know, why would they want to come to Chickasha? What do you think, George?
Well, there's a lot to choose from, that's for sure. So looking forward to all these activities. Before we get to some of the 4th of July things, it's going to be going on here pretty quick. We're just about a month away or so from that already. So a lot of activities coming up
Chamber-wise? Well, and that's it exactly. You know, fireworks is a tradition in Chickasha. Always happens on the 4th. There's a group of local business people that get together, they raise the money, and they pay for the fireworks. They don't do it so that everybody knows who their name is or what business they have. They do it because that's what we do. And we're going to talk about why Chickasha is it. I think it has a lot to do with the fact that there's so many people that want to work together to, you know, love where you live, right? So they raise the money. Fireworks will happen on the 4th. But this year, we're the Chamber has changed their parade. It's been a very youth-focused parade that has typically happened the morning of the 4th. We're shifting it to 4 o'clock in the afternoon because we're going to be partnering with the city of Chickasha and having a lot of free family fun. I think the city manager, Jim Crosby, is going to be there in person handing out free watermelon on the 4th of July. How's it get any more red, white, and blue than that, right?
That's right.
I think the city has arranged with the YMCA to provide the pool will be open that day. Typically, the pool's been closed on the 4th. I think they'll come out with a press release to explain, but the swimming will be free for kids. It'll be a small charge for adults. But there'll also be Mitch Williams, Piano Mitch. He'll be out there performing that evening of the 4th, playing probably some classic rock type songs like people would hear right here on Cool. And then the 45 minutes before the fireworks start, all the music will shift into patriotic type music. He'll be performing there in the amphitheater. There'll be food trucks out there. There'll be all kinds of free family fun. And what a better way to celebrate the 4th of July than a free fireworks show and get
there early.
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, that's the key. But that also is a reason to come out and let the kids participate in the parade, whether it's bicycles or golf carts or whatever. It's not the traditional parade like we see in downtown at Christmas. This is very much focused on kids.
Right. Mm-hmm. And ride their bicycles
or golf carts or whatever it might be. Everybody decorates things up. So so much fun to be had. And you know, that kind of kicks off Christmas in July. And the Chamber's been doing this now ever since 2020 during COVID. And so there'll be activities going on in the month of July, and it'll all come together the last Saturday in July. We'll have the cool down block party with inflatable water slides down by the leg lamp. And again, free family fun, free snow cones, all those kind of things that want you to get out. When we get to the end of July, we better have water slides, right? We know it's going to be hot. So we enjoy putting that on and have been doing that now since 2020.
Is there somewhere people can go to see this data that you have been talking about today as far as the population growth and some of that?
Yes. You know what? We'll make sure that is on the EDC website. So ChickashaEDC.com. They can look at this data. And again, it's data. Some people...
And who put it together?
Well, there's a guy named Matt Brooks that works at the EDC, and he's a
numbers cruncher.
He is a numbers cruncher, and he's put all this together, and we'll make sure it's available on the website so people can understand. Then, if they have questions, you know, email, call us at the EDC, and say, "What do you mean by this? And what does this mean?" Because all we're trying to do is get people to understand that. First thing we have to do is measure it. We have to understand, you know, what's our population, how much is our sales tax collections, those kind of things. And then the second thing is then what we do at the EDC is then we try to grow it. And, you know, we do a lot of billboard advertising in this trade area telling people to go to Chickasha. Is that the reason why we've grown our trade area and our sales tax collections up? It's not the only reason, but it's one of the reasons. What it is everybody working together to make our town better. And I think people get excited when they hear new businesses are coming in. I think they love to hear that new manufacturing is coming in that's going to have high-paying jobs. I think everybody, I can't imagine anybody being against that, but there might be. But the majority of people, I think, look at Chickasha and say, wow, we've got some good things happening here.
Jim, appreciate your time this morning. Looking forward to some of these big announcements coming up here in a few weeks. Thanks so much.
Thanks, George.
Let's spend some time now with Drew Cooper. She's the children's librarian at the Chickasha Public Library, and some exciting things Coming up, school is out, Drew. And
yes, my turn.
Yes, no doubt. No
teachers
doubt.
Take a break. It's my turn.
All right. So you've been at the library for a couple of years or so now,
yes,
and
sir.
Have created this dynamic summer reading program.
Yes.
And give us a few details on that.
All right. So this year's summer reading program 2025 is Color Our World, and it's going to be all art themed events and programs and books and. You can register and log your reading minutes on beanstack.com. But if you're not like an internet savvy person and you're like, oh, I don't really want to do it through the beanstack.com, I actually have a Beanstack Bingo thing that they can pick up at the library that has stickers that comes along with it for anybody who would rather have like the paper format of it. And the kids will read all summer long and they'll log their minutes. And the more they read, the more they'll get. So there's like little prizes they'll get throughout the thing to keep them kind of, you know, incentives to keep reading. And then at the end of the summer, we'll have a big celebration to give away awards and for top readers and things like that. And then awards for just kids who just, you know, did their best, tried their hardest. I don't like to log really the book they're reading. I don't need to know all that because I want them to read what they want to during the summertime. I want to encourage them to read what makes them happy. So I don't need to necessarily know what they read. But they're not going to take any tests on it. That's the best part too. I'm not testing them. I'm not going to follow behind them and make sure they read. I'm going to trust that they read however minutes they tell me they read.
It's the honor system.
It's
right?
The honor system. Mm-hmm. And I trust the children of Grady County.
And had a great year last year.
Yes, sir.
How many kids last year?
Last year we had over 240 children and teens ages 0 to 17 complete the summer reading program, which is pretty good for us. And then on top of that, they read together over 238,000 minutes. So,
amazing.
Yes, and every year we try to do a little bit more, so I encourage them to make their own goals as well as trying to meet our library goal. And I set our library goal for 200,000 again this year because I know my kiddos are going to go way past that just like last time. So they'll log those minutes. They'll get their little prizes. The end of the thing, we'll have like a big celebration where they will get their name drawn for like bigger prizes and things like that, and I'll give out awards. But the coolest thing is the thing that's coming up the most and like really recent is going to be our big kickoff event next week in Centennial Park. So every year at the beginning of summer reading, I like to kick it off with a big party in the park just to get the kids enthusiastic about the summer reading program and the events that we have coming up. And, you know, of course, enthusiastic about reading. So I visited every school in Grady County.
Wow.
And then some of the schools in Caddo County as well, because some of those kids come to us because they don't have a library. So I visited all those schools over the last couple of months. It was a lot of schools, a lot of faces, and it was so much fun. And that was, again, just to get them enthusiastic about the summer reading program. But about that kickoff event, that is next Thursday, May the 29th from 11 to 1 in Centennial Park. The kids call it the Green Park.
The Green
Park.
So
if you're not sure, they call Centennial Park as the Green Park and Shannon Springs is the Duck Park. So
yeah.
It's going to be at Centennial Park, a.k.a. the Green Park.
And it's right next to the Dog Park. So
it
that's a good
geographical
reference too, I guess. So,
exactly. Yeah, so right off 6th Street where the Dog Park is. And bring your dogs, bring your kids.
There you
go. It's all ages. Everyone is welcome. Adults, everybody. Mm-hmm. It's a great way for you guys to come and get more information about the summer reading program, as well as you can register for summer reading there if you want to, and pick up those bingo papers I was telling you if you don't want to do it online, or we can actually help you get registered online too. So.
Or the drop off by the library. Right?
Oh yes, yes, mm-hmm. yes, that's and awesome. Then drop back by the library and pick up some of those great books because you want to get started reading. Because mm-hmm. after I get you all pumped up to read, you're gonna want to go to the library and pick out books. It's like if you give a mouse a cookie, I'm gonna get them started with a cookie and then they're gonna want a glass of milk.
There you go. That's great recruiting right there.
That's right.
So let's talk about some of the groups are going to be out there at
Absolutely.
The kickoff. Yeah,
we got so I am so excited about everything that we have going. So every year, like
let's
I
save
said,
the best for last.
I will.
All right, we got to lead up to this.
I am. I promise. So I am super excited that every year I try to do more and more for the kids and to get them excited about reading. And so this year, nothing different than that. I'm going to try even more. So there will be games for the kids to play. There will be face painting, hair tinsel. You might not know what that is, George, but the kids, they know. It makes mm-hmm. your hair sparkle, George.
Yeah.
We're going to put some in George's hair. George gets some
if
hair
you could
sparkles.
If you could find some hair up there to put it in.
I see a hair that's screaming for me to put tinsel on it. So yeah, we'll have games, face painting, hair tinsel. Excited to have 5 Oklahoma children's authors who are going to be out there talking about their books. They're also going to have their books available for people if they want to get them and have them signed. If you already have their books, there will be a list of the authors on our Facebook and our Instagram page, so you'll know which authors are coming if you want to bring the book if you already have it, so you can have them sign it. That's so amazing to be able to have that many of them out there.
Well, you have some Bill Wallace books, maybe, perhaps?
I wish we could. I can't get the Bill Wallace people out there yet, but okay. I'm going to keep trying, maybe Alrighty. Next year. I have our annual Touch a Truck. That is one of the favorite things that they're going to have out there. So I'll have fire trucks, the MRAT, which is Miss Drew's favorite. Yay. And then I'll also have
Waste Connections had trucks out there.
Yes,
last
Waste
year.
Connections. How about the kids that? Love the trash
yeah.
truck. Hey, hint, hint, we're trying to get somebody from the post office. If you hear this, I haven't got a call back yet, but the kids would love a mail carrier truck mm-hmm. out there, or some type of mail truck or something. There'll be police cars, of course, which they absolutely love. But this
sheriff's
year,
office, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. the Deputies, sheriff's office yeah. will be out there. The police department. I'll even have the police on bikes are usually out there with us too, because the kids get to meet them. It's a great way for your kids to get to meet their community leaders too. And of course, the fantastic George will be out there on the radio for us. And then, because our theme is all art, we're also going to have the Fiddlin Brothers. They are going to be performing the entire time live out at the park.
So who are the Fiddlin Brothers?
The Fiddlin Brothers are wicked cool. Let me tell you about them. They're 2 brothers. They're 12 and 13, and they play the fiddle, but they play rock music on the fiddle. So it's really, really cool. And I said, what better entertainment for an art-themed summer reading program for kids and teens than some kids and teens performing art? So I'm excited to have the Fiddlin Brothers out there. If you haven't seen them before, they have a website, fiddlinbrothers.com. You can check them out. They're so cool. They came here from California, but they live now in Blanchard. And they're fantastic guys. One of them, it's art therapy for him for his autism. And so his dad was telling me that's like his way of kind of like, you know, processing and
there
stuff.
You go.
And you wouldn't know it if you met him. They're just so cool. They're like the coolest kids. I waited till last because he wanted me to wait till last. Oh, yeah. You can also go to our website for a list of all of the amazing events that we have all summer.
And the website is?
Is Chickasha, PLS, Chickasha Public Library System. Yeah, PLS.org. And, or you could just go like Google and put Chickasha Public Library in and it'll pull up our website.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can click on the column that says summer reading. It'll give you everything I just told you. And it'll give you a list of the dates and times for all of our programs. And the coolest thing about our programs is they're 100% free. The only thing you have to bring to the program, regardless of what the program is yourself.
Now, when do the age groups meet and times and
okay.
things like that?
So our teens meet every Tuesday at 2. So teens, Tuesday, 2. TTT.
How
easy to
that?
Remember.
Yes.
I have to make it super easy on my teens because they'll forget. I tell them to put it in their on their calendars and their phones. And then my wee ones are going to be your 0 to 5s with siblings. So we do allow siblings to come because we know it's summertime and we want families to come to these events. We have our wee ones story time at 10 and at 2 on Wednesday. And that's all the time. That's throughout the year. We got so many people coming in the mornings, I had to start another one at 2 o'clock. So 10 and 2. And then Thursdays is my kiddos corner. That's going to be my kids that are 6 to 11 and sibling exceptions for older siblings. Those events are probably not the best for the little ones because they're probably going to be a little bit above their head. But we have the coolest kids area at the library for you to hang out with your little ones while your kiddos are in there with me. And that is Kiddos Corners on Thursdays at 10 and 2. And that's every week all the way through July 31st for you to bring the kids by the library.
Do they have to come to the reading sessions? Mandatory for them to come or just
no,
when they can?
No, they come when they can, okay. And they can come once that week if they want to, or they can come, you know, depending on their age, to the different programs.
Do you have other activities during those sessions, I guess? Or?
Oh, so there's all different kinds of activities. So during the Kids Corners ones, that's not a story time. Neither is the teen program. The story times are just on Wednesdays. The kids programs are, I usually start with a book And then I have books on display as well that go with what I'm talking about. But I'll give an example. One of our programs, the kids are going to learn about photography and watercolor. So they'll take pictures of themselves. We'll print the pictures, and then they'll put that in the center of their canvas, and then they will watercolor around their canvas. So they'll be taught how to use photography and how to watercolor. And so that's one of them. And we're also going to do one about claymation, where they're going to learn how they make the movies like Trolls and stuff. And they use clay to make the characters, and then we put those characters together to make a film. So they'll learn about cinematography also.
Very nice.
So all kinds of forms of art. There's cooking classes this summer. There's sculpting classes being taught by Freddie Beza, who is the USAO professor of art. So that's really cool. I have 4-H and OSU coming to teach the kids how to cook and how to make art with food. So lots of cool stuff. I have some really fantastic artists like Carrie Shavers and Hala, who are coming out to our kickoff event too. Hala is a USAO student and Native American who's going to show them how to do Native American beadwork. And then Carrie Shavers, which is one of our fantastic local artists, is
right
going to come out
the
there.
Street.
Yes, sir, yeah. She is. She's absolutely amazing. Is going to come out and do some art and stuff at the kickoff with the kids. And then lots of fun. I'm so excited. You have to stop by the library and see how colorful we are, because we're coloring our world. So the whole library is being rainbow-fied. It's so colorful. It's beautiful.
All right. We've kept him waiting long enough.
Are you guys ready for
that? What's the big news about the kickoff next week?
I am super excited to announce that the Oklahoma City Thunder Book Bus will be at our event next week. So please come out and visit the Oklahoma City Thunder Bus. They are doing fantastic this year. As I am a huge March Madness basketball fanatic. I have played basketball since I was in elementary school all the way through college. As short as I am, don't look at me like that, George. I was a point guard. So, yes, I absolutely love basketball, and I am so excited that the Thunder will be out there, and they're going to be giving away books to every child that comes out there. So George is going to have some fantastic books for you guys. The Oklahoma City Thunder Book Bus is going to be out there. Their mascot is supposed to be with them too.
Rebel?
So you can take, yes, you can take pictures with Rebel. I'm so excited. Can you tell?
No.
Not at all. So I hope I see everybody out there. I hope you guys will all register for the summer reading program. I hope that you will all be as excited about reading and the love of reading and the love of libraries as I am. And if you're not sure about reading and you're really like, oh, Mr., I just never really liked to read, it's probably just because you haven't found what you like to read yet. And I just ask you to let me give it a go. Let me give it a try and see if I can't help you find what it is that you love to read, whether that be books, graphic novels. Maybe you're more of an audio reader. Maybe you like to listen to the books. It's still reading and it still counts. I tell the kids, it doesn't matter if you're on your way to Oklahoma City to visit the zoo and you're reading the signs on the side of the road with your parents or the backs of the cars, your reading is reading. And I love it. And readers make leaders. And I love that. And that's what I want for the world is that. And the thing is no matter what's going on in your life, George, you can go somewhere else for a minute when you're in a book. You don't have to be present here. You can go somewhere else.
Very true.
And you may not be able to afford to travel the world, but you can travel the world through books.
Talk about your intern.
Yes. Yay, Lucy.
Shout out to Lucy.
Shout out to Lucy. Lucy is my summer reading intern, and she is actually, Bruce's granddaughter.
Yeah.
Yes, I just found that out. How fantastic. So Bruce's granddaughter is going to be my summer intern this year. If you see a whole bunch of teens around me, that is my fabulous teen leadership council. And we just started that. We've got 25 members on that group right now. So if you see a whole bunch of teenagers around me, that's what they are. Those are my teens.
Sounds great. Drew Cooper, the children's librarian, if that's your proper title, I guess.
Sure. Children's youth services.
It all goes together.
0 to 17. I like them all.
Summer reading program for the Chickasha Public Library. The kickoff is coming up this next Thursday, May 29th at Centennial Park, or the Green Park, as they call it.
Yes, right, the Green Park. At 11 o'clock, it's kickoff time. We're going to start at 11, but you're welcome to drop in anytime between 11 and 1 and come do all the fun stuff with us. Come let Miss Drew face paint you. I'm so excited. I've been practicing.
Thanks, Drew. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks.